Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming to our 2023 kindergarten graduation. I'm Mrs. Lin. I'm the assistant principal for our school. Before we get started, let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you so much for these young lives that we are going to celebrate this morning. Father, how you have grown them, not only academically and socially, but more importantly, how you have allowed them to grow in their walk with you. And Father, as we celebrate a year of accomplishment, we want to give you all the glory for just having your hands upon their lives. And as they transition to the next grade, Lord, we pray that you continue to have your blessings upon them. We thank you for their families, Lord, who are so supportive to them throughout the year. And we pray that you continue to give them that godly wisdom to raise their children in a godly world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, kindergartners, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, kindergartners, please take the stage. Thank you.
Rebecca. Welcome to our kindergarten graduation.
We are so blessed that you came to this special day to celebrate with us. First, we want to say mahalo for the many ways we care for us. We're so grateful for you.
Thank you for everything you do for us, packing yummy snacks and helping us with homework and praying for us. Mahalo, Mom and Dad.
We grew so much this year, we learned so many things.
We sure did. And most important thing, we learned about Jesus. We all need Jesus to save us from our sin.
Amen. We study the Bible every day.
We must listen to God's word. That is where his voice is heard. If we listen and obey, we'll be happy every day.
Part of obeying God is giving him all praise and glory. Let's praise him now.
Fun. We love to worship Jesus. Let's sing one more.
Awesome. You bet.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, hope you enjoyed our performance.
Please join us in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing our families and friends to the graduation. Thank you for loving us and saving us for sins. Please bless this day in Jesus' name, amen.
All right, thank you again, kindergartners. Okay, we're gonna have a little something right now. If we can have Miss Martin and Mrs. Ibanez step to the front of the stage, please.
Thank you, Miss Ibanez and Miss Martin, for looking out for us. We love you.
All right, kindergartners. I believe they're gonna exit the stage right now, Miss O'Neill, is that correct? Okay, all right, as they exit the stage, we have a slideshow that they wanna present to you, so sit back and enjoy the slideshow.
You and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Thank you. tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord, yeah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
Parents and families, at this time, I'd like you to turn your attention to the middle aisle as we present the graduating class of 2023. Gardeners, please be seated. Thank you. All right, at this time, the elementary classes will now present the graduates with some advice and some gifts. So if we can please start with the first graders.
Dear kindergarteners, congratulations on completing your first year in the big school. As a future first graders, you have a lot to look forward to. Our class would like to gift you a pencil to prepare you for a lot of writing. We also want to give you an eraser to let you know it is okay to make mistakes. Enjoy your summer. Next year will be filled with
work, and of course, fun. God bless.
Thank you, first graders. May we please have the second graders next?
Congratulations, kindergarten. You made it through your first year of school. Our gift to you is Play-Doh to remind you that as you grow, you will be molded and shaped into the person God wants you to be.
Isaiah 64:8 says, "Yet the Lord our Father, we are the clay, you are the potter, we are all the workers of your hands."
Congratulations, kindergarten.
Congratulations, kindergarteners, you did it. You completed your first year of Calvary Chapel Christian School with flying colors and are now ready for the first grade.
As you move on to the next grade, please remember these words from the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Congratulations, kindergarteners.
All right, thank you, students. Will the next class please come up?
Congratulations, kindergarten class.
The fourth graders are excited that you have completed your first year of school.
As you prepare for first grade this summer, we all encourage you to read, read, read.
Yes, as you have fun this summer, remember to be in God's Word and read.
First grade is going to be your next steps of faith, and we would like to encourage you with a verse.
And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns.
Philippians 1:6. As you grow closer to God, I hope that you will also deepen your faith in him.
And I hope that you all get the jobs that you want, from a teacher to an astronaut.
Love, fourth grade.
All right, let's have the next class, please.
From fifth grade to kinder,
congratulations on your graduation.
Hope you have a good summer, and remember to always keep your mind sharp. Bye.
All right, sixth graders, please come up.
Congratulations, kindergarteners, on completing your first official school year.
sixth grade, you guys will be expecting to do projects, more homework, and there will be no naps in sixth grade.
Even though sixth grade was a lot of hard work and dedication, it was also very fun. But one of my favorite things we learned was how to add and subtract fractions. Congratulations.
May I please invite Ms. O'Neill and Pastor Ed to the stage? Parents, at this time, we will now begin with the presentation of diplomas. Okay. Our first student, Kaliko Kane, son of Hala and Nonoi Kane. Kylie Park, daughter of Peter and Chloe Park. Joanna Kim, daughter of Luke and Annie Kim. Mila Lazo, daughter of Norman and Mary Chris Lazo. Noah Kim, son of Rye and Christina Kim. Harper Marquith, daughter of Josh and Shell Marquith. Grace Richards, daughter of Kai and Shannon Heath. Adeev Sudarshan, son of Sean and Janaki Sudarshan. Jude Shan, daughter of Seth and Julie Shan. Luke Kehoe, son of Kelly and Kehao Kehoe. Sayla Lariosa, daughter of Damian and Ramona Lariosa. Susanna Meadows, daughter of Ray and Camila Meadows. Grace Bright, daughter of Harlan and Nareem Bright. Noah LaPastora, son of John and Mary Jean LaPastora. Kamea Liana, daughter of Bronson and Marcel Liana. Jeremiah Wurlitzer, son of Rob and Ricky Wurlitzer. Ava Robles, daughter of John and Nina Robles. James Perry, son of Shane and Martha Perry.
All right. Okay, graduates, please stand. Now you can take your tassel, the yellow thing on your hat, and move it over to the other side. Congratulations. You're officially first graders. Yeah, you can throw the hats in the air, not at your neighbor, in the air. Okay. Now it's time for me to talk with your parents. Hey, kindergartners, look at Pastor Ed. Stay the way you are. Okay, we're gonna pray that God would sustain your innocence. Stay the way you are. Good morning. This is our 19th kindergarten class that we have graduated. Parents, we'd like to thank you. We'd like to thank you for your investment in your child. You know, it's not easy raising children, especially in these days. But God has called you, and He supplied to you the grace and the power of His Holy Spirit to raise them after you. And if they continue on, which we pray that they do, just the things that they did today is a reflection of where they'll end up later on. By the time we, you know, they have a greater start than we did. Isn't that correct? Yes, very much so. Again, parents, we know that the greatest influence upon a child's life is that which goes on at home. Yes, you do, you know, make ties with places like Calvary Chapel Christian School and partnerships to assist you in the rearing of your child. But again, it needs to start at home. The Bible tells us there's no other foundation that can be laid other than which is Christ Jesus. As you could tell, we really put a lot of emphasis in the Lord here. His word, worship, and the kids knowing that they're to serve God and please Him with all their heart. The Bible tells us as parents that we're to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. That doesn't mean they don't try. I have children of my own, and they've survived, and now they're young men. But again, as a parent, that training includes God's word. In Deuteronomy, it tells us, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Here at Calvary Chapel, we do our very best to help you establish a foundation in Jesus, that your children will walk in him and please him with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. Yes, the world is tough, and the teachings and philosophies of the world are, well, they're really outlandish. They're preposterous. But again, with the Lord, our children will be able to endure. And that's what we pray for this class, as we prayed for all other classes that have gone. You know, they're children. As a parent, sometimes we like to rush them along. We want to grow them up real fast. I remember when we had our first child, we didn't view him as that small little infant. We viewed him as, oh, he's already 20 years old, and we need to push him through, and demand certain things from him. But you know what? Parents, you need to allow your children to be children, to have fun, to play, to enjoy the family, to enjoy God's blessing. As parents, it's important, again, that our child enjoys their childhood, because that childhood will not last forever. Before you know it, they'll be graduating from high school. Before you know it, they'll be asking for the car key. They will be. Before you know it, they'll be saying bon voyage. Again, don't rush them along. Take time, as you're doing now, to point them in direction toward Christ. The Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Do not worry about tomorrow, for today has enough trouble of its own. There's so much to worry about, but you know what? I need to think about today and how I can sow into my child's life today that they would please the Lord and live for Jesus Christ. When it comes to raising our children, our vision should coincide with the growth of our Lord Jesus Christ, our supreme example. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2:52, it says, Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. Here, we try to grow them in wisdom with a rigorous academic program. They'll grow. Before you know it, they'll be taller than you, Mom. Some of your dads, they'll be taller than some of the dads. But most importantly, we desire that they would grow in favor with God, that they would love the Lord thy God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and they would love their neighbor as themselves, that they would not think first of themselves, but they would think first of others and serve others. Thank you again for entrusting your child to Calvary Chapel Christian School. It's our desire that they would grow to love the Lord and serve him all the days of their life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this kindergarten class. Lord, you've done so much in their lives this past year. We pray, God, that you would keep them in you. And Lord, that you would sustain that innocence, God, and that childlike faith. You tell us in your word that we're to come to you as a child. And I pray that that's where our children, God, would stay. Father, we pray for our parents. Lord, we thank you for them. We pray that you would continue to grant them wisdom in raising their children. We pray, God, that they would be empowered by your Spirit and that they would submit to your holy word. As your word, God, is the lamp unto our feet and gives us direction in how we should do things in our lives, and including raising our children. Father, we pray as we release this class into summer, Lord, that you would keep them safe, that they would remain focused upon you, God, and we look forward to seeing them in the fall. We thank you again for our families, Lord, for our friends, God, for all of those that support these children here. And we say these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You want me to dismiss them? Oh. Okay. Students, you guys know the roll, huh? You know how to roll. Go down there by your pictures so your mom and dad can pick you up and have that Kodak moment. I thank the Lord for Miss O'Neill. She's very dedicated to the Lord. And it's her heart's desire to ensure that our children would have a foundation in him. I remember her when she's a teenager. That's how far back we go. Yeah, oh, yes. Actually, I remember when some of you kindergartners' parents used to come to youth group. Wow, that was a while back. Maintain the heritage of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Thank you for coming out. Enjoy your day and enjoy your summer with your children. God bless you all.